Welcome to Nana's Knitting Podcast, Episode 2, coming to you from Central California in the San Joaquin Valley. Boy, am I surprised how cool it is here today. We had had such hot weather. I'm not complaining. But the hot days had made it just a bit less desirable to knit. So maybe I will get some knitting in today. The Jaywalker socks are being sadly neglected. I've finished one and not quite halfway on the other. The lace shawl I've been working on, the candle flame shawl, I put it aside last week and decided last night I would get back to it, and it's coming along pretty well. I'm really, really hoping to finish it before summer's over. It would be so nice to take with us to the coast, when we go to the coast. It just would be perfect to have there. And it's nice for church service when the air conditioner feels a bit too cool. Other knitting, I completed the Americana tote from the Personalities book, and I've started on another one, and I'm hoping to have it completed by the 4th of July. I'd like to use them for a couple of gifts. The first one, I wasn't totally happy with the felting. I tried a different wool, and I'm really learning the difference in the different wools and how they felt, and hope to find one I'm really happy with and stick with the one. I've been enjoying listening to several knitting podcasts that I've found online. To name a few, at the Yarn Shop, Irie Knits, Knit to be Tied, Knitting Newscast, Pixie Pearls, and most recently I downloaded It's a Pearl Man, and I just think they're all a lot of fun to listen to. I'm going to be downloading several others pretty soon. We just recently purchased a treadmill. I need to try to get back in shape a bit. During the winter months, it's so easy to sit and knit and not get enough exercise. I really enjoy listening to the podcast while I'm walking on the treadmill. It helps to make the time go by fast. And listening to the podcast while knitting is very, very relaxing. At this time, I think it would be a good time. I would like to acknowledge and thank the PodSafe Music Network for the music for my podcast, and I'm going to take a short break and play some music. I imagine everyone has certain knitting tools and items that they treasure. I certainly do. One of my favorites is the Stitch and Bitch Design Journal. It's small enough and it's real easy to carry in your purse or tote. I'm not into designing anything, but maybe someday, who knows? It would be great to design a sweater. I make notes in the journal. I love the needle inventory. I've been known to buy the same needles more than once. There's a pages for yarn inventory. There's a needle gauge and ruler. And there's some great reference pages. Another item I treasure is my Addy Turbo needles. The stainless steel. I wish I would have started the lace shawl with these. I struggled through several frogging sessions before I finally thought about switching over to the Addies. I would really like to hear about your favorite knitting treasures or knitting experiences. You could email me at nannaknit@podomatic.com or nannaknitwit@yahoo.com. I was going through my stash room the other day and I came across a couple of old work basket magazines that a cousin had given to me a while back, and I found a few patterns of interest. It was really fun to look at. There was a crocheted shell trimmed with gold at the neck and sleeves, and it was accented with little dainty gold flowers and sequins. And I'm not necessarily of glitzy likes, but I thought it would be really great for evening wear. I also found a knee sock pattern. I remember knee socks back in the 60s when wool Bermuda shorts were so popular in the winter. We would try to match the sock color with a sweater. My mom made me the nicest plaid wool Bermuda shorts. Anyway, back to the sock pattern. They were with cable stitch, which I have not even attempted to do a cable stitch, and it's going to be a while before I take on that challenge. I also saw an advertisement in this 1981 issue. It said, "Beat high gas prices. Electrify your bike." I guess I'd forgotten that gas prices were an issue back then. We would have found it hard to believe the prices we're paying now, I guess. Last night I finished reading Dyed in the Wool by Mary Kruger. It was really a fun read, and I'm looking forward to the next book. There are three projects in the back of the book that I think will be kind of fun to knit, and I think I'll be visiting her website soon. As most everyone knows and has already mentioned on other podcasts and on knitting lists that I'm on, last Saturday was the Worldwide Knit in Public Day. I'm hearing a lot of people say, well, every day is Knit in Public Day, or I always knit in public, which most of us do. I do, however, think it is really nice to have one day in particular acknowledged as a Knit in Public Day, and I hope it's going to continue. My daughter and I had hoped to go to the park and knit, but time didn't allow us to. I did knit at her house while she had a dinner, so I guess you could say I knit in public somewhat. I think it's time for me to end this episode, and I wish you all good health and happy knitting. Till next time.